Let's do one on Miguel Lopez, born 5/23/73. Today is 4/7/2022. Mr. Lopez comes in today for a follow-up of number one, needing blood work and needing a physical exam. Number two is having some gassy abdomen. From no, it's just the ER. It's just the ER. Not Maria Rodriguez, Maria from, that's Perla's mom.
Yeah.
Is it Rodriguez? Okay, yes, yeah, she needs to go to the ER. Tell Dr. Rajan is expecting it. This patient is also having some abdominal pain and gassy abdomen from time to time. She did have two thyroid cysts in 2020. That needs to be checked next number. Having BPH symptoms next number is leg pain and arm pain, especially at the end of the day. He does a lot of construction work next number. Muscle spasm. Next number, history of bradycardia. His echocardiogram was normal in 2020. He needs to have it. He was told to have it rechecked again today. Period. New paragraph. He's a 48-year-old gentleman. Does construction, but he's a supervisor. He doesn't do a lot of physical activity, but he does do a lot of walking. And from time to time, he's required to do lifting. He's married, has three children. He drinks very little, but he doesn't smoke at all. That's under social. Review of system, as above, medical problems, none, surgical problem, none, medications, none, COVID vaccination, up to date, family history, both mom and dad are alive, doing okay, had one uncle had a stroke, and the aunt had a stroke in their 70s. Review of system, as above, along with weight loss, he's been trying to exercise, he's gone from 195 to 187, he does have issues with bradycardia in the past. Strong family history stroke. From time to time, he's dizzy and he's concerned about that. Positive BPH symptoms, positive leg pain, positive arm pain, positive nausea from time to time. More like a dyspepsia with overeating. No hepatomyocytic medication, no seizure convulsion, no chest pain, no shortness of breath reported. He weighs 187 pounds. Is in no distress, 99%, 98.1, 16, 48. Repeat pulse was 53 while doing the echocardiogram, 122 over 77. Heart pulses, pump pulse was 2, bradycardia, lungs are clear, abdomen is soft, neck shows no JVD, skin shows no rash, lower extremity shows no thymocloric cyanosis, neurological non-focal pulses. Pulses are bilateral echo. Assessment number one, I talked to Mr. Lopez about how proud I am because he's losing weight, he's exercising. Next number, his arm and leg pain is related to his work. There's no evidence of DVT or PVD in his on his exam. Next number, with a strong family history of stroke, we looked at his carotid. There's minimal change from 2020. Next number, he does have mild BPH, but no significant change. Next number, his bradycardia has not changed any, and his echocardiogram is completely within normal limits. Next number, he did have a history of UTI a couple years ago, and he was told to recheck his prostate. His prostate appears normal, as was stated, except for mild BPH, normal for age. Next number, he did have two thyroid cysts previously. Recheck of the cyst shows the reduction in the size. Seen the notes, which is a good sign. Next number, recheck next year. Next number, findings were discussed with the patient at length before leaving the clinic. Next number, blood work ordered. Next number, we'll go over the blood work as soon as available. Thank you.